Passover to Pentecost Daily Devotionals. Today we count day 11 of the Omer. There are 40 days until Pentecost. The thoughts after the Bible reading come from the book Bearing God's Name, Why Sinai Still Matters, pages 16 to 18. The author is Carmen Joy Imms. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Be careful to obey all the commands I'm giving you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. For all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister or swell. Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good. So obey the commands of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land of flowing streams and pools of water with fountains and springs that gush out in the valleys and hills. It is a land of wheat and barley, of grapevines, fig trees and pomegranates, of olive oil and honey. It is a land where food is plentiful and nothing is lacking. It is a land where iron is as common as stone and copper is abundant in the hills. When you have eaten your fill, be sure to praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. But that is the time to be careful. Beware that in your plenty you do not forget the Lord your God and disobey his commands, regulations, and decrees that I am giving you today. For when you have become full and prosperous and have built fine homes to live in, and when your flocks and herds have become very large and your silver and gold have multiplied along with everything else, be careful. Do not become proud of that time and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. Do not forget that he led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its poisonous snakes and scorpions where it was so hot and dry. He gave you water from the rock. He fed you with manna in the wilderness, a food unknown to your ancestors. He did this to humble you and test you for your own good. He did all this so you would never say to yourself, I've achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. Remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. But I assure you of this, if you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods, worshipping and bowing down to them, you will certainly be destroyed. Just as the Lord has destroyed other nations in your path, you will also be destroyed if you refuse to obey the Lord your God. Middle of nowhere, a place of becoming. In spite of the similarities before and after Sinai, a great transformation has taken place. The Hebrews fled Egypt as a mixed multitude, refugees and former slaves seeking a better life. They leave Sinai as a well-organized army, registered and marching tribe by tribe, but change wasn't easy. Big questions plagued the first part of their journey. Are we safe? Where are we going? What's on the menu? Who's in charge? What sort of God is Yahweh? And what does Yahweh expect of us? We can relate. It's like being lost on a hike. You know where you want to end up, but you can't figure out how to get there because you don't know which direction you're facing. Or maybe you felt lost in life, stuck in between where you've been and where you're going. You know what you're cut out to do, but you can't get the traction you need to get there. There's a word to describe this state: liminality. It's from the Latin word limen, which means threshold. Imagine yourself standing in the doorway, neither in nor out of a room. That's liminal space. An airport, for example, is a liminal space. Nobody lives there. We're all passing through on our way to somewhere else. Sociologically speaking, a liminal place is a transitional space where a person lacks social status and is reduced to dependence on others. For example, a wedding ceremony sets the bride and groom apart and lingers in liminal space. During the ceremony, the couple is neither married nor unmarried. They wear new symbolic clothes and explore other symbols of their new life together. Things like rings and candles and vows and kisses. The congregation witnesses their change of status as the minister pronounces them husband and wife and welcomes them to rejoin the community with a new identity. When a woman becomes pregnant, she enters liminality. She is officially on the threshold of motherhood, and yet she has not yet experienced most of its aspects. Nighttime feedings, changing nappies, discipline, pushing a stroller, singing the ABCs. Liminality is usually temporary, but it can be prolonged. For Israel, the wilderness journey from Egypt to Canaan is liminal space. Far more than just a place to pass through, it is the workshop of Israel's becoming. The wilderness is the temporary destination that makes them who they are. Liminal places always do this. They change us. The Israelites have been liberated from slavery in Egypt, but they have not yet arrived at their final destination. Everything they know about who they are, how to survive, and what is expected of them is stripped away on that fateful night when they made their escape from Egypt, leaving them vulnerable and uncertain. They don't know how to live under these new arrangements. But God is not in a hurry to lead them out of liminal space and into the land He promised to give them. They're not ready yet. Meditate. Can you relate to Israel's liminal experience? What threshold are you standing on? How do you need to posture your heart in this season? How can you express that on a daily basis? Take some time to respond in prayer to the Lord. Thank you.